Past efforts to legalize medical marijuana have failed. Doctors are divided on the issue, and some lawmakers view it as the first step toward legalizing the drug. One of the bill's sponsors, Madison Representative Mark Pocan, says there would be limits on how much would be allowed to treat everything from pain to nausea.
And it's a relatively small amount or a small amount of plants if they're going to grow for themselves. But it's got some strict controls. It's making sure that if people use it illegally, that they will pay a penalty for that. But we want to make sure that real people who need real solutions are having that option.
Some medical experts remain skeptical about marijuana's effectiveness for various ailments, along with the potential harmful aspects caused by smoking it. The Wisconsin Medical Society's Dr. Michael Miller notes there's a pill form of synthetic marijuana already available.
Some patients admittedly can't take that, but in the pipeline are all sorts of new drugs, nasal sprays, other cannabinoids other than THC, and we really need to find something that's going to be more effective than what's available now and clearly safe for patients to use.
The Wisconsin Medical Society maintains there's not enough evidence to show smoked marijuana is medicine. Last year, the Food and Drug Administration decided that marijuana has no medical benefit. However, an earlier report put out by the Institute of Medicine found otherwise. Shemaine Mills, Wisconsin Public Radio.